I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Activities is what makes you an expert. It's not being right that makes you an expert. It's the actions, it is the activities, and it is the experience that make you an expert.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the Mental Handbook, the Mental Workbook, 25 Reasons to Quit Worrying, 25 Conversation Starters, the Overseas Basketball Blueprint, Buy a Game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible, where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial, even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/Audible right now. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. This is go-getter energy that'll move you to make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you now have the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to the show. Today's topic is about strengthening your decision-making muscle. Strengthening the muscle of decision-making. Now, I've talked decision-making in several episodes of this podcast through almost 1,000 of them. And episode number 837, we talked about doubt and decision, not mixing. Episode number 699, the power of decision making. Episode 296, how to start making decisions, how to become a decision maker in your life. And you can find all of those episodes at our podcast archive at DreAllDay.com/podcast if you haven't heard that yet. And there's a reason why I've talked about decision making so many times here on this podcast, is because making decisions is an important aspect of this whole principle, this whole mindset, method called working on your game. You got to be able to make decisions about yourself, decisions about other people, decisions about the actions that you're going to take, decisions when you're in a position of leadership, decisions when it comes to what you're going to do and what you're not going to do, what you're going to stop doing, what you're going to start doing. Decision making is a huge part of it. And I get a whole lot of questions that are of the what should I do ilk, or how do I know when. People are asking for help with making decisions. So today, I'm going to share that help right here on this episode. So anyone who has asked me a question that is based on making a decision, if I referred you to my podcast, this is one of several episodes which you should listen to that deal with decision making. So point number one, today's topic again is strengthening your decision making muscle. You are better off deciding quickly, making a quick decision and a firm quick decision and moving on that decision than not doing that, doing anything other than that. All right, taking a little bit longer, going slower when it comes to your decision making, because here's the reason why you're better off making a quick decision and moving on that quick, firm decision, because even if you end up being wrong, you'll know that you were wrong sooner than if you took longer to come to a decision. Some people may say on that point, though, they say, well, Dre, what if I was to just take longer on my decision, take more time before making a decision, and then get the right decision or whatever they consider to be the right quote unquote decision and moving on to them. I can come to the exact same conclusion. Here's my response to that. I can come to the exact same conclusion if I was to move in half the time it took you to make a decision and I spend half of that time working on that wrong decision, realizing that is wrong, and then making the right decision. So we both came to the right decision the exact same time. And on top of that, now I have the activity knowledge, I have the experience and the story that I can tell from making a bad decision. Everyone has heard, maybe you haven't heard, but many of us have heard that experience comes from bad decisions, right? You don't get experience from making good decisions. Experience means you made bad decisions. You know everything that's wrong. I've heard it said that an expert is a person who has made every possible mistake in a certain area. Not a person who does everything right. Not a person who has all the right answers and never makes a mistake. An expert is a person who has made all the mistakes. And experience means you have made several mistakes. So if I was to make the wrong decision quickly, move on it, realize it's the wrong decision, and then change to the right decision, I have more experience than you. I have built up more of my expertise than you because I've been through a bad decision. If everything you did went right, who would want to learn from you? Any of you ever want to learn from somebody who everything they ever done always worked out? Every idea they had, it just produced the right answer. Everything they tried, it always ended up perfect. No, you can't learn anything from that person because has everything gone perfect for you? Has everything always worked out for you? You want to learn from the person who's made the mistakes so you can listen to them talking about the mistakes and the experiences they had so you can learn what not to do. So you can learn, oh, why was that a mistake? How did that end up happening? How can I avoid putting myself in that situation? Or if you have made the mistake, what did they do to get out of it to get to a position of success? So making the wrong decision helps you in many ways on top of the fact that you get the experience and on top of the fact you get the expertise. Now you got a story to tell and eventually you're going to get to the right decision anyway because you move quickly to get to that one. So you didn't waste a whole lot of time going through the wrong one so you can get to the right one. Point number two, today's topic is strengthening your decision-making muscle. If you are struggling with a decision, that means one thing simply, and you can tell me if I'm wrong on this, it means that you don't know for sure what the right decision is. Right? Because if you knew what the right decision was or the right choice was, you wouldn't be struggling with making a decision. The whole point of us struggling to make a decision is that we're not sure which choice is right or which choice is wrong or which choices are right or which choices are wrong. So just pick one and find out. This is what I tell people. I get a lot of athletes asking me things like, well, Dre, if I was to do this workout and do this thing and this thing and this exercise, would I get this result? And I'm like, well, how the hell would I know the answer to that? Why don't you go do it and find out? Anytime an athlete asks me, well, if I do this, will I get this answer? I always answer the exact same way. If I answer at all, I say, go do it and find out. If I email all these coaches, Dre, would a coach be interested in giving me a scholarship? Go email them and find out. If I'm from this country and I never played ball before, but I start playing right now and practice a lot, is it possible for me to get a D1 scholarship? I don't know. Go do it and find out. Anything that you're not sure if it's going to produce a result, the only way you will ever know for sure is not by asking somebody else, even if they did it, even if they've been through it, even if they bill themselves as an expert in that area and they try to give you this answer that makes you feel good, which may be complete bullshit. The only way you will know for sure is if you go do it and find out. So therefore, when you are struggling with a decision, you don't know which one is the right answer. You will never know until you do those things and find out. And the things that you exclude and never do because some quote unquote expert gave you some information, you'll never know if that could have worked out either because you didn't do it. The only way you'll know what works out is when you do it. And the more things you do, the more things you can tell other people about, the more experience you have, the more expertise you have, the more stories you can tell, and the more people who will be coming to you because you have the experience and expertise of having done things. Activities is what makes you an expert. It's not being right that makes you an expert. It's the actions. It is the activities and it is the experience that make you an expert. So if there was a right decision, you would have chosen it already. Is that true or not? If there was a guaranteed right decision of the ones you're struggling with right now, you would have already chosen that one. But since there isn't a guaranteed right one, and very few things in life are guaranteed, why don't you just pick one, take action on it, find out what you find out, probably some things that you didn't know, didn't even know that you would learn, and now go move on to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. The more of those you do, the more of an expert you become. And even after you're done making a decision, everything you've been through, even the failures, will be more valuable to you. You become a more valuable individual because of the experiences of being wrong. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP Confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at dreallday.com/ASAP. That's dreallday.com/ASAP for ASAP Confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic is strengthening the decision-making muscle. Understanding human beings, and again, fact check me on this one, not necessarily fact check me, but truth check me on this one. We follow people who are decisive and assertive. I want you to think about that for yourself. In your life, do you follow people who are decisive and assertive? They sound like they know what they're doing. They sound like they are very, very sure of the decisions that they made. They move as if they know where they're going. They know exactly what they're doing and the exact result that is going to produce. We follow people who are decisive. They make decisions quickly. They make decisions firmly. And they are assertive when it comes to that decision, even when it ends up being the wrong decision. My brother, Wes Pfeiffer, who I interviewed in episode number 714 of this podcast, every time I would go to play ball somewhere and I would communicate with Wes, and maybe I was going to play in a league, I was going to some camp, some exposure camp, I was going to play on some team, some place that I had signed, Wes would always tell me the same thing. He would say, play assertively. Be decisive and assertive on the court. Because if you're not that, you're not going to show all of your game. He wouldn't add that part, but that's all he would say. Be decisive, be assertive. What does that mean? It means play as if you know what the hell you're doing. Play as if you know you have game. Shoot the ball like you expected to go in. Grab the rebound like you knew you were going to get the rebound. Play as if you know you're one of the best players on the floor. Because if you don't do that, no matter how much game you have, it won't show. And nobody's going to sign a player who plays like they're not sure if they can play or not, no matter how much talent they got. Think about that one. Coaches, players, think about that one. If you play as if you're not sure you can play, even if there's talent there, there are very few people who want to take a chance on you, because at the professional level, people can't afford to take chances. Not all the time. Some teams can afford to take chances, but a lot of them can't. Because if they make the wrong decision on taking that chance on a player who's not even sure of themselves, a player can't even play assertively. Listen, how are they going to play against somebody who is playing assertively, even with less talent than them? We can't afford that mistake. We got to pick somebody who actually looks like they know what they're doing, who actually plays like they believe in their own game. Play assertively, live your life assertively, be decisive, and people will follow what you say to do. People will do what you're doing, even if you don't say anything, just because of the energy that you bring to it. Don't you follow assertive people in your life? Do you or do you not follow people who are assertive? If you work somewhere where you have a supervisor or a boss, one that you look up to and one that you listen to, or you've had one in the past that you really like, I guarantee you that person was very decisive. They made strong decisions and they were quick to make a decision, firm on that decision, and they were assertive in enforcing that decision, even when it ended up being the wrong decision. And when they found that it was the wrong decision, they were decisive and assertive in fixing it and saying, you know what, this is the wrong decision. We're going to do something different. True or not true? If you're a boss, if you're a supervisor in your life right now, or a parent in your life, that's a boss and supervisor mixed into one, Are you or are you not decisive and assertive when it comes to dealing with your subordinates or whoever has to answer to you or look up to you or whoever you're in charge of? You got to be decisive and assertive even when you're wrong, because if you don't have the right energy, they're going to be looking at you funny. Like, I'm not sure I should even listen to this person, because you don't even sound like you know what you're talking about. When you sound like you know what you're talking about, people will believe you know what you're talking about even when you're wrong. Now, have I said that enough times already? You could be the biggest idiot in the room, but you carry yourself as if you know what you're talking about, people will follow you and listen to you even when what you're saying makes no sense whatsoever. Many of you have heard of the experiment. They had these people in lab coats. They looked like scientists or doctors. They brought these people in to do this experiment where it was a guy sitting in a room and he couldn't hear or see what was happening in the room behind this, like, let's say, soundproof glass. But then they had the person who was being experimented on. They were in the room with the scientists, right? And the scientists would say, push this button, is going to give an electric shock to this guy in the other room. And they could see every time they pushed the button, the guy would get shocked. And it was hurting the guy. It looked like it was bringing pain to this guy sitting in this chair. He's being electrically shocked. And the doctor would say, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. He would keep telling the person to do it again. And when a doctor or a scientist, whoever they were, this expert person, because of their demeanor and the way that they were dressed, they looked like an expert. They were decisive and assertive in the way they were giving their instructions. The person kept pushing the shock button to shock this other person in the other room for no apparent reason. There was no reason why they were doing it. They didn't even give a reason. They just kept doing it simply because of the decisiveness and assertiveness that the person giving them instructions was telling them to do it. Most people would do exactly what that decisive, assertive person did, even though it made no sense, even though they were hurting another person, even though they could not explain why they were doing it, they kept doing it. Why? Because of the decisiveness and assertiveness of the person giving the instruction. Now, you took the lab coats off of them and said, hey, would you like to push that button and shock that person? People would say, no, I'm not shocking that person. Why would I do that? All of a sudden, they were given a completely different answer, exact same suggestion or directive. But because the person stopped being decisive and assertive, they stopped following the rules. It's the exact same way in life. That example is exactly how it works in life. You found people not really listening to you and doing what you say do. Maybe you need to check your decisiveness and your assertiveness at the door. Not check it and leave it at the door, but check it and ask yourself, how decisive and assertive am I being when I walk into this room? And people will listen to you when you present yourself as if you know what the hell you're talking about, even when you don't. Let's recap today's topic, which is strengthening your decision-making muscle. Point number one, you are better off deciding quickly and moving on that decision, because even if you're wrong, you will know sooner and you can turn to the better decision. You can turn to the right decision, quote unquote, if it ends up being the right decision. And you have the activity, knowledge, experience, and expertise that comes with making bad decisions. Was the only way you get those things through bad decisions and failures, not through successes. Point number two, if you are struggling with a decision, that means you don't know for sure what the right choice is. So just pick one and you'll find out what the right choice is. You'll find out what works, what doesn't work. And most of your hypotheses about what will work and what won't work probably will be proven incorrect because you haven't done anything yet. So your hypotheses are based on absolutely nothing. Go do something and you will learn what works, what doesn't work. And then you can have your own new knowledge that you can share with other people, and you become valuable even after the fact of you taking the action, long after the results of the action. Point number three, people follow those who are decisive and assertive. Look at your own life. Look at the people who you follow. Look at the people who you listen to. Look at the people whose information you take in and you accept it as being accurate information. You accept it as being, damn, this is real useful information. When you listen to me talk here on this podcast, you believe what I'm saying. Do you believe that I believe what I'm saying? Do you believe I know what I'm talking about? All of those, hopefully you answer yes to. And one of the reasons that you do, which you may not even have considered consciously, is that I speak as if I know what I'm talking about. I speak decisively. I speak assertively. Even when I'm telling you something that you completely disagree with, you're like, you know what? I don't agree with exactly what he said there, but he said it in a way that I got to think about it, right? You let me think about that. Maybe Jerry's right. Maybe he knows what he's talking. Maybe I need to re-examine what I think, because he said that in such a way that he really believes it. Maybe I got the wrong idea. Maybe I've been thinking the wrong thing my whole life. You can do this exact same thing to anybody else. And this is not manipulation. This is you believing in what you say enough that you can get other people to change their mind. This is persuasion. This is sales. This is how things get done in life. You want to get things done, strengthen your muscle of decision making, and other people will follow you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence, called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. I really enjoy creating and sharing the Work On Your Game podcast, and I really appreciate everyone who's been listening, sharing, and leaving reviews. And if we're going to keep this show going, I'm going to need the support of my listeners. That's why I opened up a Patreon account for everyone who listens to this show to support the show, get some great bonuses for being a supporter, and keep the Work On Your Game podcast coming every single day as it has been all these days since 2016. Go to patreon.com/DreAllDay to learn how you can support the show and get some bonuses for yourself at the same time. That's patreon.com/DreAllDay. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.